Hello, welcome to the Shark Podcast. The R in Shark stands for my name, Rylan Goldston. I'm joined today with DJ.
I'm also Harold. I'm at the H in Shark. And then inside the back, we have Kendall Ankerholtz, which is the K, and Olivia Haynes, which is the A. We are missing today Sophie Lawrence.
She's the S, if you didn't know how to spell. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about whatever we want. Yeah. We don't have a plan at the moment. We're just kind of doing what's best. Not best. Just doing whatever. Because I haven't been on the mic since the first episode, and I really wanted to be on it. So, yeah. So.
I guess we're just going to talk about like what we did in weekends, what's happening now, what we're doing in the future. Just whatever.
Yeah. All right. So, I know that you told me that you went to the Renaissance Fair at some point over the weekend, right?
Or is
it coming up?
No, I already went to it. So, this past weekend, I was celebrating my birthday.
Right.
And we went to the Renaissance Fair. I went to the observatory. Mm. That was really cool. I got to see, like, Saturn and Neptune inside, like, the giant... what is it called?
Telescope.
Telescope. And it was really fun. But the Renaissance Fair, that was also a blast. Like, we got there. I was dressed up with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I had this giant sick sword.
Yeah.
And it was, like, light blue and everything. I bought it for $100 at the mall the day before.
Oh.
it was, like, made of actual, like, metal and whatnot as well as... sick.
Yeah. But
I was dressed up and we went there. There was a bunch of stands and everything. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I bought too much. I spent a couple $100 there.
Ugh.
But it was really, all the stuff was really good quality.
Really? Like what kind of stuff? Like cups or like plates or whatnot? Because my mind, when I think of Renaissance fairs, I think of like medieval like chalices or plates or forks or whatnot. Like, what did you buy other than the sword?
Well, the stuff that they had there, it was a range of everything. You could buy swords there. You could buy armor there.
Really?
Like, things made out of actual leather.
Ooh.
Like, that was pretty expensive. I didn't buy any of that. But, like, also, Renaissance Fair, they also had, like, witches and whatnot there.
Yeah.
And pirates. I was going to buy this sick pirate hat, but it was like $300 whenever I saw it.
Yeah.
But I went to this witch place, and they had these little tiny glass skulls filled with like different types of like resources. Like one of them was fluorite, the other would be like obsidian.
Mm-hmm.
It was filled with like little tiny pebbles of the type.
So interesting. So where was this all at anyway?
This was inside of Wichita at one of the parks.
Oh, okay.
There was also one in Kansas City at the time, but that's way too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I went to a Renaissance fair absolutely years ago, and I barely remember it. I do remember roughly of a time where those little like, well, not exactly little, but like, you know, those rides at like some fairs where they just slingshot you in the air and they bring you back down.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There was one, if I remember correctly, at this Renaissance fair, and that's where I get my fear of heights from. It's because I got flung up into the air as a little kid and I've never been the same since.
Have you seen the videos from like 2016 where the people would get shot up and then they would lose consciousness?
Oh, no, I have not.
Yeah, they'll have, like, the giant slingshots, and they'll lose consciousness, and they're, like, flipping upside down. Then they'll regain consciousness and, like, start screaming, and then lose it again.
Mm-hmm.
They're really funny.
Yeah, I remember one, it was on a roller coaster. It wasn't as funny to me. I don't really find it as funny, but anyway. I do remember one other thing about this Renaissance Fair that I went to. And is that me and my brothers, we all got these wooden swords with, like, fake, like, glass crystals at the bottom.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They're all gone now. They are probably busy rotting in my barn up in Washington State where I used to live. It'd be awesome if we took them because I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. But no, it's probably in the barn. And it sucks, but did they have those there too? Like little wooden swords?
They definitely had like little wooden swords. They also had foam ones. There was this one spot where it was just a tent full of real knives, real swords, real blades, real everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff, there was a lot of them that were like really expensive. I saw one that was even $1,000, but most of them were in the couple hundred dollars range. But they also had the sick, imagine a knife that was like slanted as well.
Okay. So it's like in a...
like a dagger.
Okay. Okay.
It was a dagger that was like bejeweled and everything. And the tip was so sharp.
Yeah.
It was sick. It was only like $20.
Really?
Yeah. I thought about buying one, but I already spent too much.
Yeah. Shoot. Yeah. Yeah, I barely remember my time at a Renaissance Fair, but at least you had a good time.
Yeah, they had a bunch of cool sights as well. There was some people doing jousting.
Yeah.
I saw there's this dude that was making like people, I declare you a pirate, and then they would have to do like the Jack Sparrow like walk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There was this, some of these people were doing like orc wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was cool. There was a lot of witches and everyone. There was a lot of people that were actually, like, talking and, like, improvising in the way that they would actually speak back then.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Interesting. Yeah.
So what did you do?
On Saturday, I helped out with the theater crew here.
Yeah, I saw you.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You, Damon, and...
me, Damon, and Gabe.
Yeah, yeah.
We were there. We definitely helped.
Totally.
We definitely helped. It was kind of fun that day. That day was also whenever I went to the mall.
Oh,
and that's whenever I got my sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I had a good time there. I helped out with just putting up some paint so I could paint over, or somebody else can paint over the set.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I do? I talked to Road Armor about an entrance thing that we had going on where, you know, you'd have the whole entranceway decorated to to the theme of the overall play.
Big Fish.
Yeah, Big Fish, which I didn't know was an actual, like, is it a book? Because I know it's a movie.
It's a book and a movie.
Right. I didn't know it existed. I thought this was just Road Armor's thoughts.
No.
Really?
All these plays and musicals that we do are real.
Even the one last year,
The Amazing Technicolor Coat, that
really
was a real musical.
Wow, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, if you can remember, like, Clue, the play that we did.
That's my favorite one, actually.
That's an actual...
Yeah, it's a movie. I saw the movie beforehand. I know about that.
Okay.
It's a great movie. I recommend everybody should watch it. It's a great movie. Anyway. Yeah, no. Clue is my favorite one.
Clue is my favorite as well.
Yeah. Favorite play, I mean, from here.
Yeah.
But I will say, yeah, did that with Road Armor, and then I, like... Oh, gosh, what else did I do? I helped find some props... probably like fake food and like a basket and sheets and whatnot for a couple scenes. And let me tell you, I didn't know the props area existed.
The prop room?
Yeah. That was insane to me. Like that walking up all those stairs.
It's a pretty cool place.
It's a pretty cool place. Go ahead.
It's right in between the band room and the theater. And you have to like walk up a bunch of stairs. Up there as well is how you get up to the top of the theater, like the balcony.
There's a balcony?
Yeah. And it's like a locked room. And then if you even go higher, you can also get to the top of the school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, seeing as how I'm going to hopefully work with some of the lights this Saturday.
Yeah.
I might just go up there. But that depends if... Who's the technical...
I don't lead? Know her name.
Angie?
Yeah, Angie. Yeah.
I'll have to talk to
Angie
her about
is the name.
Yeah.
And she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to her about
she
it.
She might let you. She might not.
Right. I understand that, too. But yeah, no, I'd like to help out because I don't have anything to do over the weekends other than homework. Alrighty, well, I think that's about it, folks.
We're out of time.
Yeah, I guess we're out of time, unfortunately. Well, y'all take care.
Everyone have a good week, year, everything.
Go to the... Oh, wait. I don't want to date this episode, do we?
We can date this episode.
Oh, okay. Go to the home game, senior night. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, too. I'm going to be walking down. I'm going to be playing my trumpet and having a blast.
I'm going to be there with my parents because I'm a part of the football team, except I'm a manager. So, woohoo.
All right.
Peace.
See ya.